is the law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Loft. We have Queen Shy Soul in the building as our spotlight feature today. Good morning, Queen. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing out there?
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all get ready. This is going to be a good one. Good morning, good morning, good people. Welcome to The Law. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all know how we do. Email a friend, text a friend, phone a friend, tell them to join in. Let's go.
Baby.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. First and foremost, I want to say happy Poetry Month to each and every poet, spoken word artist out there in the world. Salute to you. So today we have a special queen in the building. Y'all get up, get ready. Come on, let's go.
Come home late, it seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there where you came from. Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve, God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you, for you to come at me with another lame excuse. See, I heard it all before. All of your lies, all of your sweet talk, baby this, baby that. But your lies ain't working now. Now look who's hurting now. Look who's hurting. See, I had to shut you down.
I was it, but now it's over.
Okay, so we have one nation under God, the same nation where black men are being killed unarmed, for which it stands. Y'all kill black men and Sandra Bland with liberty and justice for all whites. I meant all, right? Man, shit been real. Since Emmett Till, who knew whistling and being dark could get you killed? The system killed Khalif, released him from jail, and his mind won't free. But still, I can't breathe. The last words of Eric Garner, and y'all going to elect Donald, but y'all hated Obama. Yeah, black men kill black men, which still isn't right. But if he was white and shoot up a church, y'all don't take his life. Y'all call that mental and sick. But us black folks ain't trying to hear none of that shit. I never thought I'd see the times when me and my grandparents lived to see the same days. Man, I can't believe I'm really seeing KKKs. If a black man raised hell, he gonna go to jail. But these pigs get off for murder, that's why the system failed. And every New Year, we pray for a greater day and a greater chance. But that's the same damn day y'all killed Oscar Grant. And hell no, we won't let it go. Didn't y'all kill Philando with his daughter in the backseat and they got it on video? Still no justice, still no peace. So watch your back if you black like me.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Never turning off cause I'm alive.
What's up, everybody? It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day.
Shining on the world that's moving fast.
Yes.
Here's a guarantee.
Let's go. This is what we do. Turn up, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off.
Welcome to the Loft, our Lighthouse Spotlight feature. Shy Soul is in the building this morning. Good morning. How you doing? All right?
I'm doing well. Thank you. All right, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Feeling pretty good. No need to complain, good. Right?
No need at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for being here with us this morning. So tell everybody at the Loft who Shy Soul is.
Well, my name is Shy Soul. Real name Shaquasia. I'm originally from Elizabeth City, the 252.
Yep.
I've been writing poetry since I could write, really.
That's
since I could write. I just always had a deep connection with just writing all my thoughts down or whatever I felt. So I just went with it and I haven't stopped ever since. I'm just a real dope boy.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes. That you are. That you are. And I love that the name is unique. Shy Soul. So how did you come up with that concept?
I'm for the soul. A lot of things that I write, it gives people courage, encourage them to do or feel or say whatever they want to say. I really don't hold back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much am the voice for the people.
Okay.
So that's where my name came from. My originated name starts with Shy, but okay. You know, I'm soulful. So I just put it all together and it just flows together just like my poetry.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I love it. I love it. I love it. Nice name. Really, really nice name.
Thank
and it has
you.
A great, great meaning behind it. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So they already heard one of your compositions. So let's talk about that. One Nation. One Nation. One Nation.
Yes.
Talk about your creative concept behind that.
So around the time that I wrote One Nation, it was just a lot of police brutality going on. It was around the time where Trump was nominated and it was a lot of diversity and just a lot of hate in the world. And I just wanted to like bring light onto what was going on in the black culture, what from our eyes, from our perspective, what we were seeing, because everybody had a voice. And even though we were speaking up, it almost seemed like we wasn't loud enough. Like it almost seemed like nobody was hearing us. So that's where that poem came from. So overall, the poem was named One Nation because that's what we were supposed to be. But the concept of the poem is showing how we're not, how we're different, how something that can happen to someone else of a different race will not, you know, go with us, or we wouldn't be able to receive the same concept as someone who was a different race versus a Black person. So I just wanted to be the voice for that altogether.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I love it. And you were, I mean, you hit it dead on the head. And I love how you took it, you expressed it in a way that you had to feel it. You had to sit back and think like, man, that's really going on. Because I think sometimes we hear things, we see things, but we really don't necessarily feel it. You know what I'm saying? We don't necessarily feel it. And I think that's very, very important. And the way that you did that and you broke that down, that was awesome. And this is a young queen I'm talking to, everybody, a young queen. So from a perspective of a young queen's eyes and everything that was going on, that makes it even more powerful.
Yes. Yes. I did a whole lot of name dropping in that poem, and that's just to name a few, but that was just to highlight, you know, all the people who was killed or murdered, you know, unarmed or just by society, period. Like, and that was Black, because it's almost like nobody even recognized these people. Their names was in the headlines for a few days, a few minutes, and then it died down. And I just wanted to shine light, like, don't forget what was done to these people in this era.
That's right. I respect you for saying that, because we don't think about it a lot sometimes. You know, it's hyped up in the media or on social media for a certain amount of time, and then it just fades away like it never happened.
Almost like it never happened.
Absolutely. And we gotta do better with that. I think as a culture, we really, really have to do better with that. I think it's getting a little better, but then again, I don't know, because what change has actually happened? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
To me, it's not all about what they're going to do to change. What are we doing different?
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to be a voice, because not only did I just want to scream and say it out loud, but I also wanted people to feel me. So if y'all hear me saying it, anybody else would feel courageous enough to stand up and say what they feel on their mind as well, because a voice can be heard. You just have to be loud enough, and you got to make people hear you.
Absolutely. Ooh, that's powerful. That's good right there. That's good. I love the concept, though. That was amazing. Beautifully written, beautifully spoken. And I felt that's the one thing about poetry and spoken words. I think it's more of an internal release. Nothing different from a songwriting and all that other stuff like that. But it's something about being a poet and a spoken word, because it's like, feel it with everything in your body as you release it, you know. And I love that. So you say you've been doing it for a long, long time. What is your motivation behind it?
To keep going. Now, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I get writer's block, because I just don't know how to come off to people sometimes. Sometimes I think we try to please other people and just try to do what they want to hear. But when I start thinking deep into what I want to say, it's like, oh no, a lot of people might not like what I'm about to say, but it's gonna be real.
Yeah.
And that's what's gonna draw attention to my poems, and what draws me to be different from other poets. Some people just say what people want to hear, and I'm gonna say what you don't want to hear, what you should have heard a long time ago, what you didn't want to face. I'm gonna say it all. That's so that's what motivates me. Because a lot of the time, especially in the Black culture, we don't want to hear what nobody else got to say. We don't. Mm-hmm. And if you hear it in a song, it's like, okay, yeah, I can relate to that. And then that becomes somebody's favorite song. But why not? You hear it in a poem, you're like, oh yeah, she was speaking to me. Mm-hmm. She was speaking. You go to church, oh, that preacher was speaking to me. It's the same thing.
That's
what lifts me up to keep going, because I never knew how inspirational I could be and how much my words touch people until I started doing videos or just started doing open mic nights and spoken word. I didn't know how good I felt like I was good. But when people started telling me, oh, that really touched me, that made me keep going.
Absolutely. See, now that's good, right? The impact that you have on others just from releasing and expressing your feelings establishes a great, great connection, because there are power in words. People really, truly have to understand that there are power in words. And I respect that you said that, and I love that. And to you, I want to say, keep doing it. Don't worry about what anybody else got to say, because at the end of the day, you got to get it off of you.
Yeah.
It's going to meet the right person at the right time for the right reason. So, but just keep doing what you're doing. You inspire me about that. God, really inspired by that. I love that. That's very mature.
Very mature. And also, walking around, I don't know about anyone else, but for me, walking around with something on my chest that I want to say and I have not said it will drive me crazy.
Yes.
So I always been the type, like, if I ain't gonna say it right now, oh, best believe I'm about to write it down. Somebody gonna hear it. Whether it's the person that I want to say it to they're going to eventually hear, because I'm going to say it in my poems. So I got to get it off. It's a stress relief to be able to voice yourself and voice your opinion and say what you need to say. You have to release that and let that out.
That's right. Absolutely. And like sometimes you can't always talk to somebody.
Yeah. And so your best friend will become that piece of paper and a pen. I promise you.
There you go. I love that. Your best friend becomes that paper and that pen. I love it. I love it. That's a good right there. I'm going to have to write that down for myself.
And it just comes natural, because I swear I just said it. So it that literally just comes natural to me. Like,
I love that. So let's talk about your next one. I know that people really hear some more from you because you're so powerful. Your next one is called Inner You. So what was the writing concept of your inner you? Or what perception would you like people to perceive from it?
Be yourself. It's a lot of peer pressure. Just be yourself. Like, you will be influenced by anything. Social media, you know, how other people live their lives, you know. And that poem was more so to say, worry about the inner you. Not the exterior, the outside you, have the inner you, how you really feel inside. Project that out to the world, because if you walk around faking a lot, that's what everybody gonna see. The inner you is what matters the most. So just try to project that out of the world versus trying to show up and be what other people want you to be.
Wow. All right, y'all. We get ready to hear. This is Inner You by Shasso.
After losing yourself within yourself, grief, the sorrow, pain in which you felt doesn't seem to stop you from your addictions or senseless behaviors. To give your all to one other without knowing the consequences that you will suffer can be rather much suicidal. Killing yourself because you're not feeling yourself. Not knowing who you are can be damage to your soul. How can you give your all to one other when you don't even got all of you together? The pieces of the puzzle will be complicated to fit inside a mind whom isn't there, where a mind that doesn't exist. The mistake of repeatedly but not purposely torturing yourself, seeing yourself through the eyes of everybody else, the desire to want to know who you really are. Don't let that cover girl be your cover girl. Know your worth. Don't you know what you're worth? Don't let that past be the reason why you bad, girl. Tilt your head up so you can see what's above. To be alive inside can show you what's the meaning of true love.
Man, oh man, inner you. I love it. I love the concept of this, because the simple fact, it's a lot of that. It's a fake facade to me. A lot going around in the world because people are scared. I really think people are really truly scared to find their true self and stick to it, because they're so busy worrying about what the next person is going to think of or whatever, instead of just being happy and content within yourself. Talk a little more about it. Talk a little more about your inner you.
So what really got me to write this, I used to think like everybody life was just so perfect, like I had the hardest life, like, you know, oh, this is it's just one thing after another, I gotta do this, this don't hit me, my family going through this, I'm going through this. It just never seemed like a brighter day to me, like it just never felt like that. And so I would look at other people's lives and just admire it, not even knowing that, till I sat down with a friend one day, like, oh girl, you got it good, don't it? And then she sat down and broke down to me and just kind of like, oh, you think this is good, well this is this, and I got this going on, and I, you know, I was really looking from the outside, not even realizing how much she could have been or anybody could be going through in the inside. And you just kind of look at people's lives like, oh, you're so perfect. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You got a silver spoon. And that's not everybody's life.
That's right.
So that made me like dig deep within myself and be like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't worry about what other people's lives are like how it's better than mine, and just be thankful what God gave me. Like, I should just be happy with that. And so when I started to realize that, it was nothing. Nobody could tell me. I was feeling myself. I was a little cocky, like, okay, I know I wake up worried about, okay, I don't got this. I don't got this materialistic things. I don't look like this. I don't, all the other girls look like this. You know, a little insecurity thing. But then when I started to feel like, okay, well, but let me tell you what I do have. I got this and I got that. When you start to pick yourself up and make yourself feel like nobody can see you, nobody can touch you, God made you this way for a reason, you start to respect your inner you. When you live off of other people, oh, she look like this. Oh, she got this nice car. You living for other people. And that's not the inner you. That's what you projecting out to the world. But you need to just kind of let loose and just dig deep within yourself and figure out who you are. And I'm not going to lie, it took me a long time to get to that point, because I was really trying to figure out, like, who really am I? What is my purpose on this world? I would ask God all the time. I don't know what my purpose is on this earth, Lord, but send me in the right path. That's all. Just put me on the right path. I literally had to shut down. I'm talking about fasting from social media, fasting from people, because also you can be around some people who will make you feel like their life is so perfect, like some friends that make you feel like, girl, I got this money, I got it. You don't know what they're doing. They could be scamming.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, to each his own. That's what you want to do, but at the same time, don't look for yourself in other people's lives. Look for yourself in your life.
Yes, that's real good. Don't look for yourself in other people's lives.
Yes.
That is really, that's a great, great statement right
we
there.
We look, they got this going on. I got to go match that. They got there this car. I got to go get me. You don't got to be like that. You could be your happy self living in your inner, your mental, your mind, your inner mind would be fine. Your heart, you would just feel at peace in general. Then you go, this person got this car. So you want to go buy this car. And now you don't know how you're going to pay these.
That's right.
But they know how they're going
to
pay this.
That's right. And you don't know what they went through to get that. So
exactly. You don't know. Yeah. Everybody got different journeys and different ways to get to stuff, and everybody not gonna be put on the right path. And that's when I learned that we all on different paths. Mm-hmm. I tried to go to paths my friends were going and my parents was going, even out to your parents, they want you to be a certain way, but all of us got different paths. You might have to jump through this type of hurdle before you get where your parents are.
That's right.
And you just got to be okay with that. And that's receiving who you are at the interview. Just really just looking back and be like, okay, well, you know, I got this going on. My family had this type of life. I got to meet the expectations of myself and God, not nobody else.
There you go. You know, and I love that.
That's where that inspiration came from.
To me, it started with the mentality.
Yep.
Once you changed your mindset, it was like, I'm here. Let's do this.
Everything else just followed.
Wow, that's powerful. Because you said you took the time out for yourself to actually seek your creator. Hey, you created me. So I need to know from you what you need for me to do while I'm here on this earth.
When I'm gone, it's just, I'm gone. That's it. Right. Ain't nothing else nobody has to do for me. I'm gone. Everybody left with memories. So I'm trying to seek help through somebody who can really help me. Like, nobody can help me but God. Like, and that's what I learned. Nobody gonna love me like God loved me. He gonna always forgive me. Somebody might be holding on to something for the rest of their life against you. You wouldn't even know. But God gonna always.
That's right.
And so I just had to did what's in myself. And I said, I got to focus on the enemy. Inner me. That's it. Not the enemies.
There you go.
The inner
me. You hear what she said? The inner me, not the enemy.
Okay.
Yes, that's what's up. So let's talk a little bit about yourself. You've been doing this for a long, long time. What are your aspirations for your spoken word or your poems? What do you want to do with them? Do you have a big goal set in mind, like a book or anything?
Yes. I always wanted to do a poetry book. I wanted to do an audio book, actually. You know, so people can listen to it in their car, on the way to work, affirmations and stuff, because that's the thing now, the podcast and stuff like that. That's the thing, listening to stuff. People still read, you know, that's definitely good, but I know that once people hear it, it's almost like they feel it more. I can read something and I gotta read it a million times to understand what I just read. But when I hear it, play that back. Like, I need to play that back. I need to know what is going on with that. Let me play that. What you just say?
Exactly.
Like, that's what I want to be for people. Like, I eventually want to do more spoken word. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, I get stage fright. Sometimes I just kind of feel like, you know, writer's block. I'm just scared and nervous. But overall, I'm the type of person where I'm nervous, but I still get up there and do it. Voice shaking and everything, I'm still going to do it. Because I still want people to hear me regardless of how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I want to continue to inspire people. I honestly used to write affirmations for women who was going through things in private. I would make a Facebook post and say, if anybody need any affirmation to get through the mornings, the days, your life, message me. And that was strictly confidential. And I wrote them affirmations for people and they loved it.
Wow.
I want to be that though. I want to continue to be that.
That's an amazing gift that you have to be able to do that and the will to want to do that for others.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, you know, it's a lot of writers where, you know, a lot of people just write just to be writing. They can't connect with somebody else's situation on another level like that. You know, that takes some power right there.
Right.
They take some serious, serious power. I feel you on that too. That's cool. So about how many compositions do you think you have in total?
Yes. I keep all my material. I literally have a bucket full of poems from when I was a kid to now, right now. Notebooks full of stuff. I couldn't even tell you a number because not even account all the poems I wrote for other people that I gave to them.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So I have so many poems. Like,
wow, that's amazing.
I have wrote poems for obituaries, for people's funerals. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people in Elizabeth City who have poems that I wrote for them when I was younger to now.
Wow, that's amazing. That's awesome. You got plenty of books and plenty of audio books.
Yes.
I'm going to put this on the air. Mark my word. We're going to help you get that. We're going to help get that process started.
Yes.
Definitely. For real. Because you have something that needs to be networked out a little more and span so more people can hear you, more people can feel you. You know, and you right. continue to keep blessing everybody that right. you come in contact with. I love it. We're gonna move on to the next one. Ooh, this is good. Complicated.
Oh,
give them the writing concept behind complicated.
Okay, now so it's exactly what the title say. Okay, mm-hmm. Complicated. Like this poem was inspired by a dead situation in a relationship. Okay, mm-hmm. And when I say bae, I mean bad A energy. That's what I mean. Okay. Bae,
gotcha,
okay?
Gotcha.
And the complicated part came from a guy feeling like, okay, I want you to do this, that, and the third, but I don't want to make you my girlfriend or my wife, but I want you to do all this and I want you to cook for me and clean for me and come over and be intimate with me just because.
Yes, because.
And then don't have no meaning behind it, don't have no feelings behind it. I feel like a lot of women has been through that. But that person don't really want you. He don't really care about you, girl. This is a fling. Let it go. And that's where the complicated came from, because actually women, we are emotional. So we start to feel like the person actually likes us, and they don't. Right. And they show us. And we think that's what love is, because we lack of a lot of things that we missed out in life. Lack of having that type of love from a parent, from family, for just the world in general. And then we go look for it in other people, and every day they showing us why we shouldn't be with them or why we shouldn't deal with that, and we still do it.
Complicated.
And that's what make it complicated. So at the end of the poem, I'm basically like, look, girl, stop about it. Like, that complicated mess, we can nip this in the bud, okay? We can go find you another person tomorrow, today. Like, what you want to do? Like, and I wanted to inspire women at the end to let you know, girl, you are a woman. You can do anything. You can run this world with Absolutely. Your mind, with every single thing. So don't let this one person make you feel like, oh, they can just keep using you. No, ma'am. You got a lot. You got a lot to offer. You are the table. All this. Okay. Once you realize that about yourself, you ain't gonna let nobody play with you at all.
Wow. Don't say that now. It's complicated, y'all. We get ready here right now. Then we're gonna continue to pick this conversation up afterwards. So y'all get ready. This is complicated. By Shaso. Let's go.
I'm sorry I forgot to mention that back when we was together, I had bad intentions. And I swear it wasn't part of the plan. You told me not to play you. I still was playing. I did what I wanted, boo, because I'm a man. I kept telling you that I ain't want no girlfriend. I wouldn't say I led you on, but I played around. And when you asked me what that was, I said I'd hold you down. But you took that shit and ran with it. So I ain't got time for no hurt feelings. I'm the same dude that would cut you off. And when you get a dude, I'm still tripping. Because you mine. I just can't make you my girl. I'm going to wait till you get married and I'm going to mess up your world. Because it's complicated. And when people ask me about you, I say we never dated. But you cool. And if I wanted a girlfriend, I would choose you. And we can chill from time to time. You still my little boo. And I might text and say I miss you just so I can slide. And you gonna fall for it because you do every time. Stupid. It's just complicated. Then this is for my ladies. Stop doing wife shit. When you labeled a side chick, that is not your nizza. He gonna use you for and get right back with her. And I know the sex good, but he ain't good for your mind. And if he say he love you, then girl, you know that boy is lying. You're smart, you're beautiful, so make your demands. Women rule the world. You can get any man. So love on yourself and definitely keep it real, because it's okay to be a city girl.
Complicated. That's real as it can get right there. Mm-hmm. That was really, really, really real. And the fact that I told you everything that was wrong. But at the end, I'm going to be like, look, you're better than this. We are better than this. And we don't have to accept this. This is not who you think you are.
Right.
Talk a little more about it. You don't have to deal with it. There you go.
It's like for women, sometimes we look for validation. We almost feel like a person has to like us. We have to be this way or they're not going to like us.
But you know, that is true. But you know what I found the cause of that is self love.
Yep.
We don't embrace love ourselves. Yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't love yourself.
Embracing yourself will help you through that.
Yeah.
Embracing yourself will help you through that. Like, if you just be a motivation to yourself and help yourself, basically kind of like talk to yourself, affirmation and stuff like that, and build yourself up, you won't feel like that. You won't feel like you have to settle for that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And I think a lot of people, I'll say women in general, but a lot of them are, I think they're scared of the process of doing that. You got to get down to the core of it, you know, and you got to love everything about yourself. You can't expect anybody else to love the way you need to be loved when you don't even love yourself. So you're going to go out here and seek and accept any and everything and everybody, which is detrimental to your soul and your spirit, you know. And I think that it is complicated. Everything is complicated, but what you're going to do about the complication?
Exactly. What are you going to do to change it? What are you just going to set up for that? Or are you going to let somebody run all over you this whole time? You know, it don't feel good. So you really got to kind of put your foot down and be like, all right, well, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to change this. I'm going to just stop dealing with this type of stuff. Like, you can't keep dealing with it.
Yeah. Can't get stuck. Can't
get too comfortable.
Yeah, that's real. You said it was a personal experience. Did it take you a long time to get in that mind frame?
I would say, like, it took me a while. I kept ignoring the signs. A person showed me who they was in the beginning. I wanted so much the affection, the love. And it's like a mind game. It's like manipulation. Like, they know what you need, what you lack. And then you look for that in them. And they know they can't give it to you, but they still keep trying to act like they will. But then the true colors start to show. And they start to project, like, I don't really want her. I don't really want to be with her. And you got to really realize that you really got to be like, girls, listen, snap out of that. He showing you everything. He don't want this. He don't want to deal with this. He only call you up when he want this. He only want to see you. You got some money. You got to really sit there and say, do I really want to deal with this? Because there's people out here who gonna really love you for you. They don't need all that extra stuff. So you really just got to kind of like look into yourself and be like, girl, I don't deserve it. Sometimes it ain't just a woman. Sometimes women do that to men. That's but right. From my experience, it's more so like, okay, it was complicated because like I started off in the beginning of the poem. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that when we had dealings, I had bad intentions. He knew he liked me, but he forgot to tell me, this really ain't going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
This just temporary. I like her right now until, I get tired of her and then I want to, then I meet another girl and I like her too. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't mention that. Yeah. You can be honest, be like, I ain't looking for that because you come into the situation making a girl feel like you want a relationship, you want to do this. I'm telling you, as soon as a guy start talking to you and start making you feel good, you start thinking wedding bells. Like, yeah. Okay? So and a lot of women don't want to say that, but it's like, girl, I'm thinking about my whole future with this man. He done bought me some flowers, girl. I'm ready. Honestly,
you're right.
It's the truth. People don't want to accept it. That's the truth. Yeah. Like, how I'm supposed to see the signs if I'm planning my wedding? How?
That's right. That's
like, he was nice to me for 10 seconds, girl. That's it. I'm already in love. But that's what I'm saying. Because we are like that and emotional creatures, I'd rather for men to be straight up and honest. Look, I'm looking for a little friend, a little fling, a little this, a little that. Be honest. Yeah. Because now you make me complicated. Because now I'm thinking you like me when you don't like me. And you make me feel like you do.
I've never looked like that before. But that's amazing. I love that. That concept. And then you could,
then when I get another guy and I say, I'm moving on from you, you come in the picture like, what? I thought you was my boo. Mm-hmm. And then you make me feel like I got to go talk back to you because now you acting like you like me again. And I got to be strong. And be like, okay, girl, he playing with you. He only doing that because he's talking to somebody else. And that's what I stated in the poem too. So.
Wow. The overall moral of it is, like you said, you know, it's actually self. You got to start off.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to know your worth. I want everybody to get down deep within it and know what you're worth, because if you know your worth, you will never allow for it to decrease.
That's exactly.
The part in two, not take out.
I actually got a poem that start off saying that, girl, don't you know your worth? Don't you know what you worth? Mm. And listen, it's the truth. It's a statement.
Yes,
you got to know that. You got to feel that. You got to know, like, you can't look for validation of other people. You really got to know. You're like, girl, I'm better than this.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that. You got to just be strong.
Strong,
because you will end up in a complicated situation.
You know, we women are very, very strong, but we strong in certain areas. But I don't think we're our
when it comes to men.
For ourselves and for ourselves too. You know, because if I'm strong within myself, I can fight a lot of things. I can make better decisions for me first and foremost. You know, so
right.
Can't fall for the pretty eyes and the nice car. Can't fall for that. You know, what is it? What are you offering to me outside of material things? Because love is not material.
Exactly.
Not even sex, if you ask me. I mean. It's just, love is a feeling, man. It's just you. I mean, it's all within you and yourself. Complicated. That was really good. Real good. All right, we got one more up for you. And this one I really love. I really love this one. I felt it. Like, I've been there, done that before.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very, very relatable. Not saying the other ones aren't, but this one right here, this one right here.
That's one of my favorites.
Just tell your writing concept and that's it. Because we're going to really talk about this one.
My writing concept for this one was surrendering.
Mm.
Literally, surrendering to God and saying, like, I didn't think I needed you this much, but I do.
Ooh.
I ain't realized how powerful you really are, but you are. And so that's to sum it all up. Like, I had to surrender. I had to just give in and be like, look, can't nobody do nothing for me. Can't nobody help me through whatever I'm going through mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, but God.
Wow. That's it. Y'all gotta hear this one right here. This is Soulful Cleanse by Shy Soul. Let's go.
It's so loud in here. Everything seems to be turned up to the highest volume. God, it sounds like you're whispering. I can't hear you over all these lies that's been told, all of the distractions that's keeping me from being able to hear you loud and clear. Everyone's up close to my ear, yelling, be like this, be like them. God, speak up. Please, I can't hear you. All those things I've been through, I can't think. I just drink and listen to the sounds get louder and louder until you're almost completely silent. With minimum vision of you in my sight, it's blurry in here. I can't see you. With all these sins in the way, all these people who are demons in disguise, I can't seem to see you. Even with contact lenses, I need you to show me who my real friends is because I am going blind. I'm learning my lessons. I keep following these demons. They keep blocking all my blessings. I get it. You're not whispering, but I put all things before you unintentionally that before I come to you, I ask them for help. And nobody, no one can understand me but you. I can't lean on my own understanding much longer. I've kept you in my pocket as a secret weapon. Now I need you to show me what your powers can do. Supernatural, I need you. Now that my eyes are starting to open and see clearly, my hearing sounds more efficient. I can't ask you to show me who I am within you. I can hear you now. Maybe I was not speaking clearly for you to come rescue me. I can see you now. Maybe I kept my eyes closed, but God, only you know that I'm ready to see what you have for me. I need you to cleanse my soul.
Soulful cleanse. Wow. Oh man, that was deep. But that was real.
Yes.
That was deep. Yes. That was real. That was a great conversation. Talk about that. Talk about it.
Let me just start off by saying I wrote that poem in tears, literally. Mm. Like I recorded that in tears. I wrote it in tears because it meant so, it was like an eye opener. I started to see things for what it is. Like when I said that you have like the wool over your eyes, I'm talking about it was pulled up. Like I seen things for what it was for real. When it came to life, I learned and seen how blessed I was, how God got me out of certain situations, surviving certain incidents. I'm like, look, I'm like, yo, I owe everything to this man. Like what? I'm looking for this, that, and this person in friendships and family members and relationships. And this is the person I owe every single thing to, everything about me. The only problem I started to have was I didn't know if God was going to listen to me because I felt like I was just too deep in. Like I felt like my sins was the worst of the sins. Like not even realizing that it ain't, you know, it's no sin is greater than the other one.
That's
but
right.
I thought I was just, you know, people don't self-evaluate themselves and be like, oh well, I mean, I did that. I might, you know, I might not make it to heaven. Listen, I was so serious about it. I said, I can't do this. I felt like my sins was the worst of the worst, and I didn't want to live like that. I didn't want to feel that. I wanted to be able to say, I can go talk to God and he gonna listen to me and not turn his back on me, because that's what I thought he was doing. That's how bad I thought my sins was. I kept saying, he ain't gonna listen to me. He ain't gonna listen to me. Because and one thing I've learned, especially from the Bible, I've learned that God see you, you know, if it's a kid and they don't know no better, it's like, okay, they don't know no better. But we adults, we know better and we still go do wrong. So I felt like that alone was me like, okay, he not even finna go for me. As soon as I come, God calling on him, oh, I don't hear you. I ain't picking up this phone for you.
Wow.
And that's what I thought. That's what I really felt. I was like, God is not going to listen to me until I just surrendered. I said, God, please, just begging. Like, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm trying to talk loud. I'm trying to speak up. I feel like everybody around me is putting all these things on me to make me forget about you. My sins is making me forget about you. My lifestyle making me forget about you. Type of friends, the people I'm hanging around, the things I'm doing. Everything is making me forget about you. And I don't want to do that, because when I get into some stuff, I need you the most.
Yeah, absolutely. The way you did that was you was like, God, I can't hear you.
I can't.
Everything else it was around so, everything me is was so loud. Oh my God.
Everything was so, I'm talking about
that was
whether it was family, like people in general, like it's a metaphor, but everything was so loud, too loud. The job stressing me, that's too loud. I can't hear God. The negative things that's going on at work, I can't hear nothing God trying to tell me because I'm still sitting right here in the stress.
Yeah.
I can't hear my God telling me that friend ain't good for you because I'm too busy trying to work out the friendship.
Yeah.
Everything too loud.
Too loud.
So I just was like, you know what? God, please, I can't hear you. under these circumstances. Please, I'm begging you, speak up. Grab me from out of this. I'm sinking. Pull me up out of this right now because I need you. Like, I'm begging you. I need you. And some people don't never want to do that. They don't want to surrender. They want to ask God for forgiveness. They don't want to ask God to help. So who are you supposed to ask?
Exactly.
When you can't turn to nobody, who are you supposed to ask?
That's real.
That's where I was at with it. I said, I can't do this no more. I'm done asking friends, family, my parents for all this guidance. When God shows me that way every time, he get me out of everything that I've got myself into, or my friends or anybody, God got me out of it. Nobody but God. Either way you want to put it.
That's right. That's the realest right there. That's true.
Yeah. I was just looking for God to show up when I called his name. That's it. If you don't do nothing, just show me that you can hear me.
Yo, you don't understand how deep that is, because
yeah,
that right there in itself, that's real. That's life. Like, I'm talking to God. I don't hear him. Everything else is too loud. Everything else is too loud. Are you sure you're talking to me? Did he hear me? Or did you start questioning yourself? Did he hear me? You're not paying attention to me. All of this X, Y, and Z, because we allow the circumstance to
overshadow God.
Overshadow. Yep.
And it's crazy. You ever pray one day? And you know, they say, you know, give your troubles to God and don't worry. Pray about it, right? You pray about it. God heard you the first time. But the next day you go pray about the same thing again. And the same thing again. Because you don't think God heard you the first time and he heard you.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that was me. I was like, pray that every day. And I'm like, why am I still saying that? God heard me the first time. He ignored me. He heard me. That's what I had to tell myself. Like, God, please, I'm begging you. I hope you can hear me, because sometimes you can't physically talk to me. You show up. So you got to have faith and go by the better judgment that God's going to lead you in the right direction anyway. Absolutely. So that's what I had to be with it. I'm like, okay, I got to cry. I got to surrender. If I got to get on my knees, God gonna see that. He gonna see me begging him, like, I need you.
Yeah, he already knew it was gonna happen. Yeah, absolutely. That had to be such a spiritual uplift for you, writing that and releasing that. Talk about it. How did you feel afterwards? I know you say you was writing it in tears. You speak it in tears because it's so spiritual and it's internal, man. That's some passion right there. But I felt every word of that. I felt it. How did you feel afterwards? What was your overall reaction afterwards?
I instantly felt a transition. I felt a transition. Normally, I sit down and I write a poem and okay, I think about, okay, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say this. That literally just came out of my mouth. Like, I literally was talking and I wrote it in.
Wow.
I was talking and I was recording and I was crying. That's how I knew. It was almost like a prayer, like a sinner's prayer. Like, God, listen.
That was a cry for help, actually.
It was a cry. And listen to me. That was a cry for help, because I have tattoos and one of my tattoos says, God never ignores a cry for help.
Wow.
And it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Like, even though I had that on me, I'm like, because I really believe that. But sometimes you get discouraged. I'm telling you, the influences around you will make you feel like, I done heard some of everything. God ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't this. God ain't that. Why would God let this happen? And you really will be, distraction. You really will be thinking like, how could you really think it ain't no God? You know how many times he done saved me from this, that, and the third? Like, it's no way I can ever believe that it ain't no God.
That's right.
But that's just what it is. He showed me too many times for me not to believe in him. That's just what it is. I'm sorry. That was my inspiration on that poem. You know, I ain't gonna lie. When I was out of sentence, I was like, Lord, I don't know if they're ready for this. I really don't. I know people want to hear this one.
Hey, you know what? Like I said before, the moral of my story for doing the actual show in itself is not about me. I want to celebrate you, you know, and the biggest thing you can ever do is be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pivotal moment in your life. And somebody else needed to hear your story, like for real, like needed to hear what you was going through, how you wrote that and why you wrote it. You know what I'm saying? Because that can help somebody else come out of, if they're going through it right now in this moment, again, then the courage and the motivation to be like, okay, now I can put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to try it again. You know, because I could do it. If she, you know, God did that for her, he could do it for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So don't ever do that. Nah, it ain't about whether you're ready. It was necessary. It was totally necessary. That's a pivotal. That is, when I say that right there, I've heard some of your other ones, but that right there has a lot of substance and power in it, for real.
Mm-hmm. I honestly feel that way too.
It really does. And it's saying a lot of words that, like, I wish I could cry out right now. I wish I could release like that. I got so much to say, but I'm on mute, but I wish I could release it and do that and stand strong in my feelings. And be and be that vulnerable?
Yeah, that's another thing. People fear of being vulnerable because of what other people are going to think about. All them poems tied together. It's a little complicated, but you got to look into the inner you, and it's going to be a soulful cleanse at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
That's just what it is.
That's real. You did that thing. That's real. I love that. Well, you know what? I would love to keep talking. I could keep talking. I definitely want to hear some more of your works. But anyway. All right. We're coming to an end. I want you to take us out of here in your own way. Shy soul. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for you. And I thank you so much for being here today. Go ahead. Take us out.
Okay. First, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thanks for letting me voice my opinions and get my poetry out there. It's a pleasure. And for everyone else, I just want to say to love on you and trust in God. Your happiness is all you ever need. That's something that's going to bring you joy regardless. Just look for self-happiness, not from happiness for no one else. If I can help you get through whatever you need to get through by God giving me a message and delivering it in my own way with my poetry, I will do that. I want to be able to encourage, lift up. I want to be able to lift people up and make them feel like you're definitely worthy. I can hear you. If can't nobody else hear you, you can hear me. You can listen. You can live your life and don't have to live by other people's means. You don't need to be validated by others. You could do whatever you want to do in this world. Literally anything. I've never thought I would be doing a radio show or even doing spoken word. I was quiet. I never even used to talk too much. So for me to be able to do this and bring this out of myself is all to help others. I want to be able to inspire people, help myself and help others. And I hope that I can do that. I hope that I don't touch nobody. I hope I can touch one person. And long as I can touch one person, that one person can touch somebody and it go so on and so on and will be forever be linked from words. That's it. Kindness and words. And one thing I want to tell people, it's okay to smile and say nice things to people, random people. If you don't know them, compliment them. You never know how people's days are going. You never know how people's life is. You never know what people are going through. Say something nice. I love your shoes. Your hair looks nice. You don't know how that can change their life.
That's real.
You don't know who said what to them today. People put on a cover up when they walk outside to fit into this world. So lift somebody else up. I promise you'll feel 10 times better. Send somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time an encouraging message. Tell them that you love them. Tell people that you love them because they will never know. You can show it. Tell them. I'm telling you, words are so powerful. And one more thing I'm gonna leave y'all with. Also, be careful with your tongue because you can manifest something that you do not want to manifest. If you keep saying that you cannot do something, I can't do this, I can't, you can't, because you don't put it out in the air now.
Wow.
You have to literally start talking and saying to yourself, today will be great. I will be appreciated. People will show love to me. If not, I'll show love to myself. You have to speak that, because if you talk negative, you're trying to figure out why everything going bad is, you know, everything going wrong with you. You speaking out, your tongue is powerful. So just be yourself. Try to put positive things into the world, into this energy, so that it's going to do a 360 and it's going to hit you again. It's going to come back to you tenfold. Just try to be happy. Live your life and love on other people. Show love. Give love. Be positive. It takes too much energy to be angry. So just try to be positive.
That's some real good stuff. So how can people get connected to you?
Okay, my name is Shy Quay, S-H-I-Q-U-A-Y-E on Facebook. It's shy.soul on Instagram. I'm going to start posting more poems and poetry videos up there. I am going to start a YouTube channel. So be looking forward to me starting a YouTube channel.
That's good.
I'm going to start doing some more spoken word and open mic night. So just tune in. You can reach me on those platform.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it here, and I know you was inspired by this young queen right here, from her words, but most of all from her story and just her as a person in general. We thank you so much for being here today, blessing us, and you know, we love it. I am excited for you about your YouTube channel, and I'm excited for you about your poetry book and your audio books with an S. That's gonna happen for you. That's keep doing you, because you're necessary and needed, for real, for real. You're inspiration to plenty, to many, if not to everybody. And keep doing what you're doing. Stay in the fight for yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep writing, keep speaking. But we thank you so much for being on the loft. I wish you, like I said, the best in everything that you do. I love you so much, and I appreciate you. Y'all go out here and follow this young lady, everything that she does. You need to stay in connection with this queen right here, and I'm gonna keep up with you too. But I'm excited.
Yes, please do.
I'm excited to see what you're about to do.
Yeah. Please do.
I'm serious. I'm excited to see what you're about to do, because it's necessary and needed. All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more inspirational music and word for your soul.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. April is a very busy month. For starters, this month is my birthday month. April 2nd, actually my birthday is today. As an exceptional children's teacher for 21 years, I would like to take the time to make everyone aware that this month is also National Autism Awareness Month. If you're not familiar with autism, you can go on autismspeaks.org and they have a lot of information on it. If you know someone with autism, I just want to say to please be a little more patient with them. And that actually goes with any child. You just never know when a child has a disability. I've seen parents in a store with their children, and I've seen other people look and make remarks about the child, how the child is acting, how the child is behaving. I've seen people say, you know, oh, that parent shouldn't let them do this, or that parent, you know, should do that. And they're, you know, making comments about it. And I think you guys should just look at it this way. You just never know when a child has a disability. So just be mindful of different comments that are made. Don't assume anything about the child's actions or behaviors. And always remember that a disability does not dictate who they are. Some famous people with autism, Temple Grandin, Albert Einstein, Holly Robinson Peete has a child with autism, and Toni Braxton has a child with autism. So just be a little mindful when you guys are out and about in public, you know, and you see children. And that, like I said, that goes with any disability. Just be mindful of the comments or remarks that are made that aren't positive. So do your research. Go log on to autismspeaks.org and find out more about it.
Yes, 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 another great episode in the books. Shy Soul, thank you so much for being here today. Blessings to you, young queen. Angie, sis, I love you. Happy birthday to you. Mache, happy birthday to you. Everybody, I love you. Go out here and have a great weekend and have a great week. Peace.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky. Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am. And I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah.
say, yeah, 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 yeah. Say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Loft. We hope you enjoy the show just as much as we enjoy doing it for you. Continue to tune in with us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on LJDN Radio. But we have more. Stay tuned for Lena's Love Songs at 11 a.m. right here. Get your heart right. Get your soul right. Let's go.
And play. Now everybody sing. Roll with Kid and play. Now everybody sing.